Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview. This podcast is brought to you by the Jesus Image Ministry. The Jesus Conference is a rare and historic event hosted by Michael and Jessica Koulianos of Jesus Image. Join Reinhard Bonnke, Benny Hinn, Heidi Baker, Michael Koulianos, Daniel Kalinda, and many more for this historic gathering in Orlando, Florida. Many voices and many generations will be lifting up the name of Jesus. Join us for a time of encountering Jesus. You'll never be the same. To register, all you need to do is visit JesusImage.tv. Again, visit that website, JesusImage.tv. Would you do that today and support Michael Koulianos, a sponsor of this podcast? This is the Strang Report. This is Steve Green with Steve Strang in the studio of the Charisma Podcast Network. And Steve, we're still celebrating this month a great anniversary, your 40th anniversary of publishing. You are now the founder and CEO of an absolutely powerful media empire in Christianity. And many of us want to know what some of your early memories are as now you're recording in these anniversary issues. What do you remember most?
Well, one of the things that I remember are all the interesting people I've had an opportunity to interview. I interview a whole lot fewer people now because, of course, we have a very talented staff that do a lot of that. But in the early days, I interviewed and wrote about a lot of the people myself. That is one of the great benefits that I enjoy about my work, which has, as you know, a lot of stress and a lot of problems you have to cope with. But I've been able to be around and meet an awful lot of wonderful people. And one of them is a man that we featured in our anniversary issue, and that's Oral Roberts.
You know, I taught at ORU. I was a dean there, and I'll never forget the day I stepped out of my car on that campus, and this is no exaggeration. I stepped out of my car in the parking lot behind the College of Business building, the classroom building, and I felt the presence of God. And there was never a time that I came near that campus that I didn't feel God. And Oral Roberts said that in his statement as he opened that university, that it would be God's university.
Well, I grew up knowing about Oral Roberts in my family. In fact, in our family, we would say Oral Roberts and Billy Graham in that order. Mm-hmm. You know, so as a child, that's Billy Graham in the wider culture is probably more prominent. But in Pentecostal circles, of course, Oral Roberts was huge back then and still mm-hmm. in many ways is. I've met many interesting people, including three U.S. presidents. But I consider the greatest person I ever met was Oral Roberts.
Amen. Tell me why you feel that way, Steve.
Well, people probably know his story, you know, how he started in absolute poverty, how he was healed as a teenager.
He was an Indian.
He was part Indian, that's right. Mm-hmm. And he believed God for that university. And university has had some ups and downs, as we all know. But
as we all do.
As we all do, yes. But he was a great man. He believed God. And I told you how I grew up. I guess I never really thought that I would get to know him someday. The first time I ever went to ORU was when I was a student at the University of Florida. My freshman year on spring break, I went to Springfield, Missouri, and then I went to Tulsa, and I looked at Evangel College, and I looked at ORU. I was considering changing colleges because my parents had moved to California, and here I was at the University of Florida. I ended up not leaving, but I actually did visit those places, and my cousin went to ORU.
And your son.
My son years later, but here I was. It was the same spring as the students were shot at Kent State, if you can mm-hmm. remember. It was yes. a very volatile time in American history. And at ORU, they all had to wear ties.
Yes.
I had long hair, and I was in a fraternity, and I had the fraternity letters, and I wore the jersey, and I enjoyed mm-hmm. kind of walking around the campus. It was obvious that I was an outsider. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of my recollection of Oral Roberts University. I did not meet Oral Roberts at that time. It wasn't until years later I went with Jamie Buckingham to some kind of leaders meeting, and it was a smallish meeting, like maybe 150, so it was much more personal. And in a time of worship, Oral Roberts went around and laid hands and ministered to everybody in the room. And I could see that he was coming toward me, and I thought, you know,
he's a big man.
He is. And he is a towering, not only individual but he's towering in the spirit, mm-hmm. and he would dominate any room that he walked in.
Yes.
So he came toward me, and he laid hands on me, and he said this. He said, never doubt the gift that's in you. And I remembered that all these years.
Hard to forget. Steve, it's been a pleasure visiting with you again about some of your memories of publishing this magazine for over 40 years. Congratulations on a great lifetime achievement. This is the Strang Report. We've been visiting with Steve Strang. Come back again next week and hear another edition of the Strang Report. God bless you. Today's podcast is brought to you by Church Furniture Store. You can visit them at churchfurniturestore.com. Thank you very much for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.